Underground Preacher, reaching out to the underground church. Today we're talking about enemies. And this question pops up in my head. What if I ask you, who is your enemy? Would you tell me, oh, it's your neighbor, or it's someone that is coming against you, you know, somebody attacking you, or something, you know, an entity? What would you say? Because when it boils down to it, we only have three enemies. That's all. Three enemies, that's all. You focus on these three enemies, on fighting these three enemies the right way, and you're going to see that your life is going to change for the better. And we'll never be the same. I'm not saying that right now you're not battling or you're not fighting. I'm just saying that the fight that you're fighting, the battle that you're battling right now, the same energy you're putting in it, you can just take that same energy and refocus it on these three enemies. Because it's true that you're fighting, it's true that you're battling, but it's like an enemy coming against you, and instead of building a camp against the enemy, you're building a sandstorm. I mean, sand castle. Yeah, you're building a sand castle. How can you build a sand castle against an enemy coming against you? So it's not that you're not putting forth the work. You're working. But your work is not properly focused. It's not directed to what you're really supposed to be doing. So that's what I'm saying. I'm bringing out the three enemies for, because we need to know who is the enemy that we need to fight. It's not that we just need to fight him. The enemy is already against us. He's already fighting against us. And the first enemy is the devil. We all know that. The devil is the first enemy. And the second one is the world. The world is not your friend. And the reason why the world is not your friend is because by doing evil, mankind gave permission to the devil to overtake the world. And it's a matter of time before Jesus Christ take them down. But mankind, by the power of free will, gave permission to the devil to run the world. And by doing so, the world becomes your enemy. The world is not for you. The world is in its best interest for profit and run by the devil. So the world cannot be yours. And the Bible even said it. You cannot love the world and love God. Whoever loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So the devil is your first enemy. And to combat the devil, you pray. And the way Jesus Christ even broke it down is simple. He said to pray for those who abuse you, spitefully abuse you. That's the way to tell you, turn the right cheek, the left cheek, to whoever strikes you. When you pray for somebody who does you wrong, you're not coming against your neighbor that God is calling you to love. You're coming against the spirit that is deceiving him to come against you. And once you do that, you strike that spirit. And when that spirit is stricken, however you want to call it, however you want to say it, you're going to see that your brother will have no reason to come against you. You would warn your brother instead of fighting your brother that you can see. There is a spirit behind your brother. And by turning the left cheek and praying for him, you're taking down that spirit who is the true enemy. And because we have for so long come against one another, the enemy has sowed division among us. Rather than us coming together as one against that devil that we can take down in the name of Jesus Christ, we fall for his deception. So Jesus is like, no, just pray for your brother. Pray for him. And by doing so, you can just test it. Somebody who's coming against you, instead of fighting him, pray for him. And watch. One day, he's going to change. it's going to surprise you. Because you have struck in that spirit in him. And that spirit is gone. And now your brother is coming back to you in love. That's how we're supposed to do it. Now, the number two, the world, that's God said it himself. He said, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The world is not your friend, but he doesn't want you to conform to it. Be transformed. Don't do things like other people do. Don't watch news like other people. No. Leave the news alone. Get your Bible. Develop your relationship with God. We do things different. We are sons and daughters of God. We're not going according to the world. Because if you follow what the world is saying, you're going to fall into the deception. And number three, your third enemy, and the worst of them, yourself. The Bible says to kill the flesh over the spirit. And I don't know how else I can break it to you. But you have to be willing to die. Because you cannot go to God hoping to keep on carrying the same old habit. Your old self have to die. And Jesus Christ said it himself. He said, whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. You have to be willing to sacrifice, to let go of that old self. And when they say killing your flesh over the spirit, it simply means we are living sinful lives and we're carrying sinful habits, carrying addictions to food, to sex, to whatever you want to call it. And don't think that because you're not smoking crack, you are better off because, oh no, I have a house. Oh, I have a car. Oh, I don't do drugs. But you can be smoking weed. And I have news for you. That's addiction. Or you can be eating too much. I got news for you. There is food addiction. Or you can be a homosexual. I got news for you. That's abomination. It's called the flesh. Those sinful desires. You burning for desire and you following those desires. That is the flesh. And that is what you need to kill over the spirit. You need to let that go. You have to be willing to sacrifice that. And that is why the flesh, yourself, is your worst enemy. And the best way Michael Jackson said it, he said, look yourself in the mirror. He said, I got something to the man in the mirror. Yeah, I'm asking him to change his ways. Yeah, that's a secular singer who figured it out. That I am my worst enemy. And I need to change if I want the world to be a better place. The secular world people sing that. I don't need to be a Christian to come and tell you. Change your ways. Look at yourself in the mirror and change. I know it is hard. And it's probably one of the toughest things to do. To change. It's tougher than dwelling in that delusion that we usually hang on to. But the delusion ain't gonna get you nowhere. It's just gonna get worse. And there's one thing to it, is face yourself in the mirror and be willing to let it go. Be willing to let that own sinful person, that those sinful behavior, let it go. Let them die. And like they say it, all habits die hard. And it's true, but it's not impossible. So those are the three enemies we got. The devil, who's actually like the easiest one to fight, because you have the powerful weapon, you rebuke him in the name of Jesus Christ. And the second one, who's run by the devil, you can zone out and leave the world alone. But the third one is, no matter where you go, there you are. No matter where you go, you're there. No matter where you go, the problem follows you. And you think the problem are following you. No, it's you. Change. And the first step to it, look at yourself in the mirror. But most of it, don't think you can change yourself. You cannot do it on your own. You yourself cannot do it. Go to God. God is the one who created you. He's the one who can reset you back to who you really are. So develop a relationship with God. Start with your Bible. Read your Bible every day from beginning to end. It is something so simple but so powerful. Read your Bible every day. Seek God. And I don't mean seek God like, oh no, I just love God. Oh yeah, here's my cup of tea. Oh, forget that. That's not seeking God. You go to church every, oh yeah, I pay my tithes and offering. Oh my God, Lord have mercy. No! I'm talking about seeking God like your life depends on it. It's not like your life depends on it. Seek him like breath itself. Fast for God. Your eternity is on the line. Your soul is on the line. You're afraid of dying, but this is flesh. We're talking about eternal death. And you'd rather go socialize and play around with your soul. Nobody will save that soul but yourself. Jesus paid the price for it. But if you don't want the price, who's going to take it for you? Just wake up. That's all it is. Face yourself in the mirror. Tell God, I would like to change. God, please help me. And watch, he's going to help you. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. Oh, yeah, it's tough. And believe me, it is tough. And it's a lifelong journey. But nobody ever said it was going to be easy. It is going to be worth it. Your life is going to change. Things are going to get better. You're going to be at peace. Health, all is going to come. But you have to take the first step. Let God guide you to it. He wants to. He has his hand already stretched out. Just take his hand. Do what he takes. Stand up. That's part of being a warrior. You're doing violence to yourself. Because the kingdom of God suffered violence. And violent men take it by force. You got to be violent to yourself. You got to realize heaven would not come easy to your hand like this. I have to let go of this fleshly desire. You have to really, literally hate that life. Let go of that sinful behavior. And want holiness more than anything else. Be on fire. Because Jesus is not coming for the lukewarm. He's not coming for the cold. He's coming for the hot, burning hot. So you better burn, burn, burn in the name of Jesus. So, there you have it, your three enemies. Focus on them. Fight them properly. And watch. And watch how God is going to take you from victory to victory, from prosperity to prosperity, from trouble to peace and rest. He's capable of doing it. But he's waiting on you. Maybe another time we will talk about the weapons that we have. And until next time, Underground Preacher, reaching out to the Underground Church, I'm out.